It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Good morning. For a while now, we've been calling Mitt Romney the presumptive nominee. Today, it is official. Republicans meeting in Tampa will nominate the former Massachusetts governor. This is their convention finally gets underway after a weather delay. Republicans remain concerned about Isaac and the storm's possible impact on the Gulf Coast 7 years after the devastation of Hurricane Katrina. Those fears and memories notwithstanding, delegates in Tampa say they are ready to get to work. Here's NPR's Cheryl Corley.
Today, thousands of Republican delegates will fill the Tampa Convention Hall, the red, white, and blue motif offset by the signs announcing each state, and an electronic tally high overhead flashing numbers. Republicans say it highlights how the national debt will grow under President Obama during the convention. Yesterday was the official start of the gathering.
So it is my privilege to proclaim the 2012 Republican National Convention in session and called to order.
Just moments later, Republican National Committee Chairman Ryan Priebus rapped the gavel again, putting the session on hold until today. Republicans had scrambled, working to realign the convention as Tropical Storm Isaac approached and moved menacingly towards New Orleans and the Gulf Coast. A smattering of delegates showed up for Monday's brief session. Caroline Wright of Utah brought two of her four children with her.
This is exciting. I feel like this is almost a once-in-a-lifetime. I mean, I don't know if I'll ever be here again.
Today, there's plenty on the Republicans' agenda. Cam Ward, an Alabama state lawmaker, served on the platform committee. He says final approval of the document will come later this afternoon,
which will serve as our party blueprint for the next 4 years.
That blueprint is sometimes at odds with Mitt Romney's position, like the platform's opposition to all abortions, while Governor Romney would allow for abortion in cases of rape, incest, and where the mother's life is in danger. Still, 33-year-old Virgil Cruz, a delegate from Texas, says he can't wait for delegates to step forward during the convention's roll call to support the Republican ticket.
We need to make a change. You know, America has been on the wrong path, and I think Americans, by and large, feel an unsettling feeling that things have not gone well. And so the people who are here are energetic, and they're ready to move on, and Romney and Ryan are our choices, and we're going to support them in November and make it happen.
But there is likely to be some dissent.
I don't need a debate. I'm not here to debate.
I'm just trying to correct you.
There were some spirited discussions. Delegates loyal to Ron Paul, the Texas Republican who ran for the presidential nomination, battled with Romney supporters over new party rules, rules they call a power grab that allow a presidential candidate to select delegates rather than each individual state. Taylor Waterd, an alternate from Vermont, said Paul supporters aren't quite ready to throw in the towel.
We're not trying to demonize any Romney delegates. We want to communicate with the Romney delegates, you know, like have an organized, you know, civil, you know, talk about it.
Outside the convention hall, there have been protests as well.
Go, hey, hey, ho, ho. The GOP has got to go. Hey, hey.
Brent Fushi, an unemployed carpenter, was among the activists who said they were determined to speak out against the Republican agenda.
They're so extreme on the other side. There's no moderation. There's no willing to, just to come to an agreeable middle. It's like moderation is like evil nowadays. When did this ever happen?
Republicans here offer a different picture and say that Americans are suffering because of the economic policies of President Obama. They're certain the convention will energize Republicans for the November election, and the speakers who hope to do so tonight include Mitt Romney's wife, Ann, and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Tampa.